Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Silva. And these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The lasting image of the 2005 draft was Aaron Rodgers waiting in the green room for a long time after San Francisco chose Alex Smith with the first overall pick. Well, you know how that turned out. Mr. Rodgers, the reigning MVP, has struck fear in the hearts of opponents since. Current 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan was a guest on Monday's Rich Eisen show and spoke about his inquiry into Rodgers' availability after a report last week cited a potential rift between Rodgers and the Pack.
The exact truth is I don't want to wake up the next day on Friday and see Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks in this league, traded without doing any due diligence on it. So I just called Matt and asked him if there was anything to it. And Matt told me I'd be wasting my time if we had Lynch call. And so Lynch did not call anyone the next day. But yes, I did reach out to Matt the night before and asked him if, hey man, I don't want to wake up the next day and see that Aaron was traded for something. I didn't at least look into it. And so that's what I did with Matt, and he gave me a very quick answer. So I didn't even tell John to call Goody. So I think that was worked out, I guess. We were happy to get our guy, and hopefully it'll work out for them.
I guess we'll see. The Niners, of course, making Trey Lance the third overall pick in the draft. The former North Dakota State QB wasn't sure he was going to get the chance to play in San Francisco. The team did such a good job throwing people off their scent, as most mock drafts had them leaning towards Alabama's Mac Jones. So, Trey, how was this experience for you?
It was probably the longest job interview that I ever thought I'd have, or longer than I ever thought I'd have. But I don't think I could have been in a better situation. Like I said, just super excited to get there and learn. And at this point, like I said, the biggest thing for me is just getting there, getting another coaching staff and my teammates and the guys in the quarterback room.
The Jets hope they've selected their last first-round signal caller for a long time. Gangrene has selected QBs in the top three just 3 years apart. Remember, they picked Sam Darnold third overall back in 2018. That's the shortest span by any team selecting QBs top three in the common draft era. NFL Network's Kim Jones chatting with Wilson. Here's a quick sample of their combo.
What excites you most about this challenge?
Yeah, well, I think the most exciting part is being able to start from the ground up. You know, we have a new staff in here, and I know that these players are extremely hungry to win.
Some mock drafts predicting Washington would take a QB with their first-round pick last week, but they are standing pat with Ryan Fitzpatrick as their starter. Head coach Ron Rivera visiting the virtual breakfast table Monday to explain the team's draft philosophy regarding taking a signal caller.
It was a big conversation we had, talking about the quarterback position, talking about the young men that we really liked a lot. But we also talked about an opportunity to solidify some other things. And if we dealt too much draft capital, we'd lose that opportunity. And so we just thought maybe if we slipped to the right number, we could go ahead and do it. So there was a conversation, but we really felt strongly about just holding and just trying to fill the rest of the needs.
Yesterday, of course, was the deadline for teams to pick up the fifth-year options on their 2018 first-round picks, and the Bills making sure to secure the services of two key pieces for at least one extra year. Buffalo picking up the options on quarterback Josh Allen and linebacker Tremaine Edmonds Monday. Both players were Pro Bowlers last season. Meanwhile, the Cowboys declining the fifth-year option on Leighton Vander Esch, but hold on a second. NFL Network's Jane Slater reports the team would like to sign the linebacker to a new long-term deal before his contract expires. In New England, the Patriots are picking up the fifth year on offensive lineman Isaiah Wynn, but declined the option on running back Sony Michel, meaning he'll be a free agent after this season. And the Panthers may bring back a familiar face, the team asking permission to interview Bills exec and former Carolina All-Pro linebacker Dan Morgan for their assistant GM position. Be sure to check out a special episode of the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast with host Marcus Grant. His guest today is Jimmy Garoppolo and his dad. Hear what Jimmy G has to say about his future in San Francisco. Well, my time is up. Hope you have a great day. I'm Will Salver, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.